Aurora. Anything at all. My people are looking into it. It was curious to hear Davis's voice coming out of her office. She thought she'd locked it. Rory had dropped by with Maria to see whether Norm might be there, not wanting to bike home through the rain. Inside, there were two strangers, watching the new president on the wall cube. Hello, can I do something for you? The short one clicked a remote, and the president disappeared. They were in identical government gray suits. The short one was bland, normal-looking, but the other was over 7 feet tall, his white hair trimmed to within a millimeter of his skull. She had seen him around the past month. They both produced identification. I'm Special Agent Jerry Harp of the CIA, the giant said. The other identified himself as Howard Irving, FBI. You didn't just fly down, Maria said. You've been here a while. You were both at the... We have no business with you, Miss Washington, the FBI man said. We would like to speak with Dr. Bell alone. I don't think so, Lori said. This is my office, and I say who stays or goes, unless I'm under arrest. We're only concerned about national security, the tall man said in low, measured tones. Some of what we have to ask you about cannot be made public. Not yet, at least. I'll be down in the lounge, Maria said to Rory. You've got my number. This won't take long, the FBI man said. Maria said, sure, and he closed the door behind her. You talked with the president and Grayson Pauling this morning, the tall man said. Along with the governor, the chancellor, and the dean of science. I'm the small fish in the pond. Why aren't you talking to them? In due course, the FBI man said. This is like interviewing witnesses to an accident or a crime scene. Best to get their separate impressions before they talk to each other. Why don't you just play back the crystals? Surely they keep records. The FBI man shook his head. It was profoundly encrypted. Scrambled. If you made a copy, you'll find it's just white noise. Unless you made an audio recording, independent of the VR projector receiver, the CIA man said. You didn't do that, did you? In fact, it didn't occur to me. I'm really more of an astronomer than a spy. She sat down behind her desk and looked up at him. How could they do that, though? You question the president's right to... The FBI man started. No, I mean physically. The signal had to be decrypted on this end. Why couldn't we make a crystal of it then? The tall one stared at her for a moment before answering. That was from my shop. Before you spoke to the president the first time, we modified the equipment in your room. I don't understand the electronics, but if the signal from the White House is scrambled, you only see a transient virtual image. The signal that gets to the copyhead is still scrambled. Of course, the sound waves do exist, so an audio recorder that wasn't plugged into the system would have picked it up. A video cam would have gotten the sound too, though only the image would be of you three actually in the room. He grimaced. If we were as sneaky as people think we are, we could have bugged the room when we installed the rescrambler. But you didn't think we were that important. We didn't know the president's science advisor was a lunatic, the FBI man said. We might have kept closer tabs on him. I'm not sure who the lunatic was, Rory said. I'll leave that up to the history books. You don't mean you condone this mass assassination, Howard? The CIA man said. That's not... I don't condone it, but I can appreciate why the president's behavior drove Pauling to desperate measures. So you would have done it too? The FBI man was reddening. If you could have killed the president, you would have done it too? That's a ridiculous question. Howard? No, it's not. If you could have killed the president, would you? Rory considered refusing to answer. It honestly wouldn't have crossed my mind. I would have liked to sit with her and talk, woman to woman. She was dangerously wrong. Dangerous enough to die? Pauling thought so. She looked up at the CIA man. So what do you want from me? It's been a long day already and I want to go home. Just a description of what passed between the president and Grayson Pauling. There weren't any other administration people there, were there? Not in view. Unless you count the governor of Florida. He was a better team player than Pauling. She used that term when she got exasperated with him. You used to be a team player or something. They argued in front of you, the CIA man said. Please start at the beginning.
This ends Disc 5.